And the part of the tree that's under the ground is called the
trunk.
Or the
root.
Okay. And did you ever hear of using roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah.
Do you remember how?
Yeah.
How that was done?
Yeah. Do it now. Go down and get that black snake root and put it in a bottle and put some water on and drink on it. It'll kill the fever.
What other kind of roots can you use?
Butterfly root.
What's the butterfly root for?
It's for fever and cold.
Sorry.
You never seen that?
Uh-uh.
You go by that high with a red flower on it.
Kind of like a butterfly.
Huh?
Kind of like a butterfly.
Yeah.
The red flower is?
Yeah. And it's long. It's to grow a little long. Don't be big as that pencil. About big as a little big in the big part of the point down there. Tall. And you dig down. It's got a little root about like your finger down there.
Uh-huh.
Light looking root. Long, grow long in the ground. You can just keep it digging, but you won't get to the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
But the further you dig, I'll break off. The further you dig, you won't break off a piece no longer than that. It'll break off, just like pipe stem. But you take that thing, and bring it out, you put it in cold water. Just split it and put it in the cold water. Put it in a bottle and let it sit a while. If you don't want to boil it, just boil it at the best.
Mm-hmm.
Just boil it, put it in hot boiling water. And let that thing cool and put it in that bottle and drink off of that. He'll knock up that fever and cold. But, whoa, boy. Here, shut up your ears, it's so bitter.
Black
both of them bitter. Just as bitter as anything you ever put inside your mouth. But it could kill that cold and fever.
Hmm.
You ain't never seen none. You never seen the black snake root.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little bit of a little old. You don't get no taller than that. The little bit of a vine look like a tater vine.
It doesn't get more than about
3 or 4? No. And it's got a little root on that little yellow root.
Mm-hmm.
You just pull that thing up, or you can put it in a bottle. You can pull that thing up and chew it, and it's got oil, tem time, everything else you need. You just eat it when you bite it, when you chew it. And when you do, you're going to have your mouth bitter all the evening, all the morning.
You take that for fever, too?
Mm-hmm.
What would you take, say, if you had a little sore on your mouth? Would that be the black snake root, too?
Mm-mm.
But as long as that sore come from anyway, you know.
Hmm?
That's
the only
lip it caused from
fear. Mm-hmm.
And you can take that, you know,
you'll
take it,
you
dry it up.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't have to put that on
it,
so just drink
just take it.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of tree do you tap for syrup?
Now, I hear them say maple tree, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a whole big group of these trees growing together, you'd call that a...
orchard.
And, what kind of a tree has white scaly bark and has little knobs or balls on it?
Grew tall.
Uh-huh.
Sycamore tree.
What kind of trees do you have around here?
Pecan, oak tree, walnut tree, orange tree, grapevine. Banana tree.
They have a banana tree around here?
Yeah, okay, one sitting out there, one two down there. They don't bear no banana. They used to bear them. We first moved in, and I set them out. They bear every year.
Mm-hmm.
Long bananas. Long,
that thing
would
be about that long.
And about that big around. Mm-hmm. They don't bear a toll now. See, if it blooms, it bloomed too late, the cold will catch it. See, it bloom. You seen them bloom, ain't you? Green.
Not banana tree.